Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I listened to this one.
I appreciate that.
Not everyone I listen to. You know, these breaks, it's tough. You know, I got to talk to people. I got to do some things. I got to research.
But you heard Jacob deGrom and you snapped right into it and you said, oh, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting one.
It was.
Well, I mean, I just, at this point, it's almost like you expect it. You know, when he starts dominating in that way, it's almost like you expect the offense to go silent. And I don't know what it is. I know there's different theories on things. Like, basically, you know, maybe a team is just so focused on trying to get him a win that they just get too uptight. Or I know that Jacob deGrom faces a lot of good pitchers as well because it lines up with other teams' aces. But, I mean, the amount of times we have seen him absolutely dominate and the team can't score for him. I mean, it feels like it's every freaking outing. And then you have a new season, team added a huge offensive player in Francisco Lindor. Jacob deGrom is throwing harder than he's ever thrown. And you're thinking, you know, maybe this won't happen again. And this is what you have.
Well, the problem is you got Conforto, Lindor, and Pete Alonso all basically
miserable.
Mired in slumps.
Yep.
All at the same time.
Yep.
And, you know, Michael Conforto has had a number of opportunities that he has failed to come through on. Well, I don't know if the contract discussions or a lack thereof are having a negative effect on him. I don't know. But, you know, we were all expecting this lineup. And this lineup eventually will come around. I mean, they will start hitting the ball, much like the Yankees will start hitting the ball. And you just hope that it marries up with the pitching performances that they've been getting from most of their starting pitchers. So, yeah, it was frustrating. You know, I saw Big Zoo was tweeting out, you know.
I'm missing being off Twitter.
Yeah, I know that. Where you know, he should leave and this. I'm like, listen, he's not going to leave. He's not going anywhere. He's the ultimate professional. He's going to worry about what he does for his job, and that's it. And what did he talk about after the game? How a light-hitting player hit a home run off of him.
Yeah.
And it was a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Sure.
You know, how does that happen? So He's more worried about himself. And, yeah, of course, he would love to have the run support. But the one thing I will say is with the decreased interest in win and loss records, it really is about ERA. It is about, how many innings you're pitching, how many strikeouts you get.
Well, you're talking about individual awards and things like that. But
he wants to win games, of course.
Of course he does. I mean, and not for his own win-loss record, but for the Mets' win-loss
record.
But
he's a professional. He's not going to walk in to Sandy Alderson's office and go, get me out of here because I'm not getting any runs. That's not who he is.
Sure. No, he's not.
You won't even realize, like, we won't hear again from him until he starts again.
Is there a breaking point at some point, though?
No, not
where he
for
feels
him.
Like his
not
career's being wasted.
No, I don't. No, I don't believe.
What if they totally flop this year?
I think the guy is the epitome of the ultimate pro. I'm sorry,
I do too. And, but
you know, at some
would
point
you blame him for wanting to win?
At some point and someday, he'll have a statue right next to Tom Seavers. He will. He's already got two Cy Youngs. And he's on his way to a third right now.
Yeah, well,
he could have won one last year, even though it was a truncated season.
Right, he was right there in the mix. I mean, a little early for Cy Young talk right now.
Yeah, but his first two performances have not given you anything but the idea that, you know, he's getting better with age. That's why I did that Sports Minute.
I agree with you. I wouldn't blame him if he got really frustrated.
I don't think any of us Met fans would, but that's not who he is.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you know, he's a late bloomer, so he's more mature than most guys. And, you know, he's been through the ringer a little bit, but now he's come out on the other side of it, and he's better for it. He'll end up getting a new contract eventually. And, you know, he's just gotten better. He's walked on. He's such a smart pitcher. That's the thing. Like, if I were on that pitching staff with him, I would just try to emulate everything he does. And his control is ridiculous. You know, one pitch gets away from him and ends up deposited as a home run. And they can't, you know, and then, of course, Edwin Diaz comes in and gets booed off the mound again. So just after I got done giving Edwin Diaz all the, you know, all the praise for doing what he was supposed to do, he comes in and basically lets the game get away from the Mets.
You know, I have a friend who texted me and said that he's like, I know this sounds lame, but I feel really lucky that I'm alive watching Jacob DeGrom do this. And I get emotional every time he takes them out.
It's Tom Seaver-esque.
I said emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you can appreciate it, but like he's like out there like getting emotional with every pitch because we're watching greatness every time.
And every time.
And when the lineup is as putrid as it was on Saturday with him doing that, it annoys the hell out of you.
You know, coming out of spring training, a lot of the baseball insider types.
Yeah.
You know, like the John Heymans of the world and people like that. Like, this is going to be some Met lineup. Man, I'll tell you what, from top to bottom, they may not be able to play defense, but they can certainly hit.
Not yet.
They can't play defense and they can't hit. Then you got a problem.
I mean, I think that they will, but it's at some point I'd love to have that team that you could count on being a great offensive team.
Eventually it will come. It will definitely will have to come, just like for the Yankees, it will have to come. The Yankees got a problem, though. And the Yankees' problem is at shortstop. And it's a big problem.
Oh, yeah. It's continued to be. I mean, and I don't understand how, and this was a guy who played short his entire life in Gleyber Torres, moved over to second when he came up, obviously Didi was here. Then he decided to move on from Didi Gregorius, and then Gleyber Torres goes to short. We're like, oh, that's his natural position. And here we are. Big issue. I know.
Big issue.
The Al Dukes scarecrow walk is just, it's got to stop. We got to do something about this. Brian in Derby, Connecticut. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. You know what? We've had this problem with the Mets going on a few years now. They can't sync up. They start out of the gate. The pitching's great. They can't hit. Then when the hitting comes around, the pitching starts throwing 7-run games up there. By the time we get synced up, we're too far in the hole. Can we just sync up a little bit earlier?
I wish it was that easy, Brian. I mean, they're not really in a hole yet. I mean, obviously, with the way that the season started, everybody's got a head start in the amount of games that have been played, so that sort of skews everything.
You know, it's funny how every fan thinks that their team is has a certain trait. And I think Brian basically said what we all think.
Yeah.
Like, why can't the pitching and the hitting all sync up together, you know? And I'm sure every fan of every football team feels the same way, every baseball team, yeah. Every hockey team, every basketball team. Like, for us, like us Knicks fans, we're like, oh, man, we can't win a close game. We just can't win a close game. Or we haven't been in close games until this year. And then the last couple games, you know, they came back, they won tight games, and they beat teams that they should have been beaten. So, you know, you can tell that it's starting to turn for the Knicks anyway, at least with Tom Thibodeau. I just hope that Luis Rojas isn't everybody's buddy in that dugout. That's the only thing. Like, part of me wants the manager. Part of me wants the coach, the head coach for all of these teams. You want certain guys to be uncomfortable. Like, you don't want it to be a country club where you just show up and you hang out. And if you go 0-3 and you don't get a runner across or something, you're not doing the right thing. Now, I know that they were going to move Conforto down in the lineup because he deserved to be moved down in the lineup. I mean, he's gotten off to a horrific start.
Completely lost.
Right. I mean, you could throw your elbow out there and win a game. That's fine.
That's why he did it. Couldn't
but
hit.
Right.
He knew he couldn't hit.
His confidence is in the tank right now.
Yeah.
But you just want the manager to hold people accountable that are not performing to what you expect them to be.
Well, I mean, New York doesn't let you get away with anything, though. I mean, that's the thing. And people are sensitive to it, you know, whether it be the media stuff or the fans that are now allowed back in the building. You know, the manager doesn't always have to be the one to tell you that you better pick it up because we won't let you get away with it here.
Well, I have a thing like, you know, when the Nets bring in LaMarcus Aldridge, he now starts playing. So somebody, you know, DeAndre Jordan's going to be losing playing time.
Sure.
He's going to be sitting on the bench. You know, that's a decision that's made by the coach. You know, that goes to show you that the coach is kind of in charge over there as long as his players show up.
Well, everything's collaboration. You know that. Everything. That's Sean Marks. I'm going to bring him in because DeAndre looks lost. He can't play defense. He's old. He's slow. So we're going to bring this guy in the buyout market, and you're going to play him. I mean, Steve Nash probably has something to say about it, but, I mean, all these things are collaborative efforts.
But, yeah, but you also know, like, in other sports, like, guys get moved around, guys get demoted. They get, you know, in hockey, they get moved down lines.
Sure.
They're not playing well, or they're doing stupid things, like throwing the puck out of the defensive zone 26 seconds into the freaking game. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, where's your brain? What's going on?
Yeah. Let's go to Brian in Oradell. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Boomer and GL, first time, long time. How you guys doing?
All right, good, Brian, man. What's happening?
Nothing. I want to talk about the delay yesterday and then Stroman tweeting out about how upset he was and stuff like that. And I just feel like this is an ongoing thing about, you know, the lack of respect that Rojas has in the clubhouse. I mean, obviously it was a bad decision for him to start that game. But, I mean, when you're having players going out and tweeting how upset they are, that just gives a bad look for the organization as a whole. So I want to know what you guys thought.
Yeah, I don't know if – I know that the home team decides these things. It's not just Luis Rojas who is deciding it. You know, he had his exclusive weather expert.
Who is that guy?
I don't
have
no idea. I'd love to know. If anybody knows exactly who that is, we can get that guy replaced with Matt Hammer, and then Matt Hammer can finally get away from News 12. But
that's a slam dunk.
Yeah, I would think it's one of the best jobs there is, I would imagine. Exclusive weather forecast expert for a baseball team.
We have no idea who this was, and this is how this was explained.
Exclusive, too. Meaning, like,
what is that? Just to the Mets.
Just for the Mets. Exclusive. This guy's not sharing his forecast with anybody but the Mets.
Remember a few years ago when the Mets always were getting injured and we didn't know what the injuries were?
Sure.
We wanted to get rid of the doctors, we wanted to get rid of the trainers and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yep, yep.
I mean, this is like, come on.
One of the dumbest things that came out of that time was when they changed the way that Jose Reyes ran. Remember that? They changed his gait. That was one of the dumbest things I'd ever seen in my life. It's like, it's the way he runs, so we're going to have him crouch a little more and then gallop a little more. Come on.
I think that's what you should do.
No, I'm just not going
to. You won't pull a hamstring and you won't pull your thigh muscle, your quad.
You know another way for me to not pull muscles?
Don't run.
Just not run.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
The thought process is that obviously the first three picks are going to be quarterbacks. The fourth pick by Atlanta also may be a quarterback. There's a building belief that the San Francisco 49ers are going to take Mac Jones out of Alabama as opposed to Justin Fields. Now, obviously, we won't know that until we get there. But that to me is like where this whole draft now starts to shift, because there are a lot of great wide receivers in this draft. There's some really good offensive linemen in this draft. There also are three top running backs in the draft, and hopefully the Jets will come out of this draft with one of those running backs, whether it be Etienne or Najee Harris out of Alabama. That kid Harris is great. I listened to an extended interview podcast with him. It was awesome. It was awesome. He's a great kid, and man, he would be great for the Jets.
Raise your kids to be cornerbacks these days, because...
Or put golf clubs in their hands.
Well, that too. There is that. But they're going to get drafted higher because of the way that the salary structure is. Sometimes they get overrated. There's going to be better players that are selected after these quarterbacks.
100%.
There's no doubt.
Yep.
And everybody's just trying to hit. Trying to hit on that great quarterback that you don't have to pay for a couple of years and then try to make a run for a Super Bowl.
You know, and as crazy as we all thought the offseason was going to be regarding the quarterbacks in the NFL, the ones that are already established, that has come to fruition. We've seen that now. And we've seen a lot of the trades that we thought we were going to see. And now it looks like at least the first three picks are going to be quarterbacks in the NFL draft.
All right, Jerry Recco is here with the update. What's going on, Jerry?
Morning, guys. We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And this weekend, nobody was beating Hideki Matsuyama. The Masters was played at Augusta National.
Matsuyama has won the Masters tournaments.
Yeah, there you wanted Jim Nance last hour. We gave you the call in Japan. That was Nance on CBS yesterday. Here was Matsuyama through his translator. First Japanese player to win a major.
Hopefully I'll be a pioneer in this and many other Japanese will follow. And I'm glad to be able to open the floodgates. Hopefully.
That obviously through a translator, of course. He was 10 under par, one-shot win over Will Zalatoris, Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele finish at minus 7. Meantime, Sunday baseball, while the Mets were rained out, and we'll get to that in just a moment, the Yankees played indoors in Tampa. Looked like the weather there was pretty crappy, too. No leaks in the roof there. They were good to go. They wound up winning in 10.
The 1-1 swung on and hit hard up the middle. There's a base hit center field. Gleyber Torres scores, and the Yankees have a two-run lead. Base hit, and an RBI for Sanchez. He drilled a single right up the middle, a ribby single, and the Yankees now take a 6-4 lead.
And then they would add to it with a couple more runs. They'd wind up winning 8-4 in 10. John Sterling.
Onions.
Here on the fan with his onions and all. Aaron Boone says the offense was good, but we can be better.
But we still haven't had the kind of traffic that I expect us to have as a group when these guys are at their best and clicking.
And look out, because it's going to be crazy then.
It's when there are savages at the plate.
Yes, they haven't been savages at the plate just yet.
No, you know who is a savage at the plate right now? J.D. Martinez of the Red Sox.
He hit 3 home runs. Hey, well, why don't you mention Rafael Devers?
I can mention him, too. So J.D. Martinez has 5 home runs and 16 RBIs.
Yeah, well, 3 of them yesterday.
So the leader for the Mets has...
Which hour is this?
Tom Smith has 1 home run and 3 RBIs. Yeah. That's the offensive leader for the Mets.
Red Sox Sports Minute?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, how are you just spitting out Red Sox stats like that?
I'm just, you know, I'm a stat guy.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay. Yes, Martinez and Devers combined for 9 RBIs and 5 home runs yesterday. Red Sox beat the Orioles 14-9. Am I done with the Yankees? Or can I do more?
You can do whatever you want, Jerry. It's your segment.
Well, you brought up the Red Sox, so I didn't know.
What I was trying to do is I was trying to compare some of the offensive leaders in baseball compared to the Mets offensive leaders, which we don't have any.
Of course, the Mets have only played 5 games.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We have a guy with 1 home run and 3 RBIs.
Here was Aaron Judge. He was back this weekend after missing a little bit of time. So what happened here?
Might have just been a little issue of taking too many hundreds of swings down there in the cage before and after games. And
Swings.
What are we doing here? We need you to swing during a game, not after the game.
I know, but too much in prep for Aaron
Judge.
By
the way, did you see what happened with George Springer?
Well, we talked about that on Friday. Did something else happen this weekend?
Well, he hurt his oblique, right?
Right.
And he was coming back, and he was taking his swings, and everything was fine.
Got the quad or the hamstring now.
Now he's got the quad.
Yes.
Yeah, I mentioned that Friday.
You did?
I did.
We did.
That was a feel-good Friday, and I didn't even hear that.
Right. You probably did.
Maybe because it was negative news and I wasn't paying attention.
Maybe. But, yeah, not a great start. If that was going on here, people would be screaming. Pitchforks would be out.
Yankees with a road game in Dunedin today against the Blue Jays, who are playing their first batch of home games in Florida. Garrett Cole, Robbie Ray, the starters. You can hear this game on Sports Radio 66, WFAN AM, and WFAN.com. The pregame show, of course, will start right after Carton and Roberts on the fan. As for the Mets, they were rained out. You guys were talking about the decisions, where it came from. Here was Luis Rojas discussing the weather forecast, and they didn't screw it up. Basically, the weathermen did.
Obviously, it didn't turn out to be a light rain. It was more steady. It was heavier than what the forecast gave us, and that's why it came out as maybe right now it's a wrong decision.
Yes. So they played a little bit of the first inning. Marcus Stroman not happy. He also said, too, and Stroman tweeted out that he has to wait another 5 days to pitch again. Rojas said, as I listened back to it, he's not sure if it will be a full 5 days. So we'll see. Maybe Stroman gets in a little bit sooner. That is not to be decided.
I don't know why they just don't use our hyper Doppler.
The Von Stecker Norwegian High Definition Infrared Microwave Super Sensitive Doppler GPS Tracking Weather Observer.
Perhaps they would not have even started the game had they used that yesterday.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Baseball, Phillies beat the Braves 7-6. You had the controversial tag-up play on the fly ball by Didi Gregorius down the left field line. Alec Bohm scores from third, and they wind up getting a victory they needed to get. And, you know, we're in the day and age of HD radio. Nothing clearer than Bohm here.
It's a good win, getting out of here, saving ourselves from getting swept, and... New York's a little momentum.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty funny. So you've got him. He scored, even though it didn't look like he scored. What happened thereafter, was it Truist Field in Atlanta? The fans got a little crazy and started throwing things onto the field. They were not happy. Dansby Swanson not thrilled with the home crowd.
I love the city. I love our fans. They're passionate. They care. But what happened after they announced that call is like, that's the most embarrassing part of the whole night.
Yeah, he says there was so much not to like about this.
It's an embarrassing representation of our city. Because I know from being from here, that's not how we act.
But that's what they did last night. And he came
out. Yeah, that is how you act. You just saw it. That's what they did. So, I mean, what do you stop making excuses? You guys, well, he did actually call him.
No, he's telling him not to do it.
No, I know. But he's saying that's not how we act.
Well, he doesn't want him to act that way.
Right, but you did. So tough. Terrible
yes, they
fans.
Did.
It's almost yes, like Philadelphia
like,
fans.
Like, how do we act?
Not great either.
That's true.
Last night at the Garden, Knicks beat the Raptors.
Burks again, playing the point guard. Nice pass, and Randall with the flush. Beautiful setup. And it's 95-91.
That is Mike Breen on MSG. Knicks give up a lead, get the lead back, and then finish off Toronto 102-96. Those were two of Julius Randle's 26 points. R.J. Barrett had 19. Coach Thibs, the team, fought.
Put everything you have into it. Try to make it go your way. And we did. There were a lot of good things to build the lead. Then we struggled for a while.
But as R.J. Barrett says, losing the lead, par for the course.
I think what I've learned over my course of being in the NBA is that it is a long game. Anything can happen. You know, everybody goes on runs.
Yep, and that's why they never panicked.
I definitely thought we were going to win the whole time, too. They're a good team.
They are a good team, but the Knicks are better as they win. They get back to 500, 27-27 on the season. The Knicks were 23 of 27 from the free throw line because foul shots win ball games. Tonight, the Knicks take on the Lakers. Also of note, yesterday, the Heat remain up on the Knicks couple of games. They beat the Blazers yesterday as Miami has won 6 of 7. The Celtics had a 31-3 run, and they beat the Nuggets 105-87, ending Denver's 8-game winning streak. Pacers are 25-27. They beat the Grizzlies. Hawks 28-25 with a win over the Hornets.
God, all the teams around the Knicks are winning.
Are starting to win. That is very true. Yes, they're starting to play
much better. Well, the Knicks have won now 2 in a row, so let's make it 3 in a row tonight.
There you go. And the T-Wolves beat the Bulls. The T-Wolves about to be bought by Alex Rodriguez and a billionaire investor.
Is he moving to Minneapolis? What's he doing?
No, he's not moving to Minneapolis.
What do you mean?
A-Rod?
He's got to be hands-on.
You got to be hands-on. You got to be making decisions. You got to be there. You got to be sitting courtside.
I thought you want your owner hands-off.
Yeah, he needs to be hands-on,
A-Rod.
He
needs to be there.
Because you want him to screw them up and be a failure.
Yeah, no, but he needs to be there. Like, he needs to be sitting courtside like Steve Ballmer does.
He needs to go to every Lynx game. That's what I think.
Well, maybe he will. You know, he's got very athletic daughters who play softball and I think basketball. Maybe he will be at all those games, T-Wolf games and Lynx games.
So Mark Lohr is the guy who A-Rod bought the Timberwolves and Lynx with, and he's the CEO of Jet.com, which is an e-commerce website that I think Walmart.
Jet.com.
Yeah, and Walmart bought it.
Oh.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
So... Jet.com and diapers.com is what he is
Oh, diapers.com, okay.
Founded, and he's 49, and he's worth $1 billion.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of Jet.com?
I have, yes, actually. It's like a... It's like, I'm surprised you haven't, because it's off-brand Amazon, is what it is.
Never heard of it. I use Amazon, thank you very much. Amazon and Google, so eat it. Off-brand.
God, man. No, he gets a little testy with you.
But I think...
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You just got testy with them.
It's a joke. Ay, ay, ay.
So see, there you are. Now you're getting testy with me. Ay, ay, ay.
I have heard of Jet.com. But,
I had never heard of it. I thought it was the New York Jets.com.
No, no, no. Jet.com, and he's got $1 billion because of this.
Well, now he's got the Minnesota Timberwolves, or at least a portion of it. What was the sale price? Did you see? It's got to be a couple billion, though.
$1.5 billion.
$1.5 billion.
Oh, so he's got to be worth more than $1 billion.
It just says net worth $1 billion plus.
Oh.
Imagine if he spent all his money on the Timberwolves and now he's broke. Pretty stupid.
And you're hoping that Carl Anthony Towns makes you money. Tonight, the Nets take on the Timberwolves in Minnesota, but they're going to take half a roster. Coverage on the Fan, 101.9 WFAN FM and WFAN2.com. No Kyrie Irving, personal reasons. No LaMarcus Aldridge. No James Harden. No Tyler Johnson, just to name a few. So we'll see if the Nets can get to 37-17 after they play lousy against the Lakers on Saturday and lost that game in Brooklyn. That was a game Kyrie did get ejected. I went at the second or third quarter. I forget exactly when, but he was ejected in that game. Meantime, Islanders beat the Rangers in overtime.
Pass across. Pollock shoots and scores. At 1:13 of the overtime, Ryan Pollock wins it for the Islanders.
Oh, the great Sam Rosen.
You got all kinds of problems.
Well, I will be an Islander fan the next two games because they play the Bruins.
Islanders beat the Rangers in overtime. That was the great Sam Rosen on MSG. Ilya Sorokin with 24 saves. The Isles 18-2-2 at home now. Here was Barry Trotz. Pollock has been tremendous.
Well, he's probably played by far his best. It's his best season by far for me, the way he's defended and his decision-making and all that.
Kyle Palmieri and J.G. Pageot scoring in the first period for the Isles. And so they get the win while the Devils lost to the Penguins 5-2. And a couple of trade deadline today, correct?
Yeah.
That right?
O'clock. That's
Maple
right.
Leafs got Nick Foligno from Columbus. The Bruins got Taylor Hall from Buffalo.
Big Ed.
And L.A. sends Jeff Carter to Pittsburgh. So a little flurry last night.
All the teams in the Eastern Conference, Eastern Division, I should say, whatever they call it, the Honda East, whatever the hell it is.
Right on. And jeez. Former Titans running back Eddie George, who you and Craig sabotaged me with once in studio, was named new head coach at Tennessee State. And there you go.
All right. Very good. I was going to say something about this Mark Lohr, and now my computer froze, and I can't find it.
No.
I can't read it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Steve Waldron of CBS has been trying his best to get him on the show because they do work together. That's his colleague. But we're trying to get CBS this morning to document Boomer's 60 miles on his 60th birthday. So that's what I would like to see. I know Al has put an email into Steve Hartman. We've got a couple of days. We've got all week, actually, really. But you want him to get a camera crew. It might take a while to get a camera crew together. And he does this on the road with Steve Hartman thing where he might be in another state documenting some other heartfelt story. And he might not have time for you this weekend. But if he does, we're going to make this happen. because this is right up his alley. And we're going to have a camera crew on every one of those miles as you go around and around and around and around and around. And we are going to document this thing. It's going to be on national television. And I don't know why you're not into this. I don't know why you don't think it's a big deal. You're the only one who doesn't think it's a big deal. I mean, I did 40 miles last year with you, and I said,
wasn't a big deal.
I felt like it was a big deal.
It's a big deal for you. You don't do much.
It is. You're right. It was a big deal for me. When I got back home, I told my wife, I said, remind me to never do that again.
Right.
Well, the problem was I had that strong wind in my face coming back.
Yeah, but you also had the wind at your back when you were coming.
I know, but I would have rather it the other way.
Right. Let's go to Pat in Manhattan. Pat,
hello,
what's
Pat.
Up?
Oh, Boomer and Gio, you're the two guys I really want to talk to.
All right, well, we're here for you this morning, Pat. What do you got, man?
Different set of rules, okay? How about your Boomer, the money thing, the money man, $341 million shortstop, first and third, Saturday afternoon, beautiful day. What does Francisco, your $341 million shortstop do with nobody out? Decides to try to steal second base. The Mets don't score the entire game and lose 1-0. But Gardy's play when the ball bounced in the dirt, that was a bonehead play. Was Lindor a bonehead play?
Well, yeah, it was 2 days ago. We were talking about yesterday more. If it would have happened on Sunday, we probably would have talked about it more. Pat, you're looking into this way too much. But it was. I mean, it was. He should have never been out there.
If they scored in the first inning, they wouldn't have lost 1-0. Number two, Boomer. The Yankee, when Didi got hurt, and this is also for you, Gio, 2019, Google it.
Yeah,
the 2019 season.
Yeah.
Didi had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Who was the shortstop?
Yeah.
The Yankees have a major problem at shortstop. How come they were in first place and they ended up being close to the World Series?
So
and
you think that Gleyber Torres has played a good shortstop this year, Pat?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, all right. So that's the point.
All right.
Take your whiny voice somewhere else.
God almighty.
This is for the 2 years. That was like a churn off with caffeine there.
That's right.
Google back and Google it. Your team does something, you don't say anything. But my team does something, you say something. I'm going to call them up. I'm going to tell them, oh, different set of rules. Whoa, hypocrites. God. Damn. Who the hell wants that on a Monday?
Oh, my God. I think he's married.
Probably not.
Right.
But who the hell knows? Let's go to Marty. And is this Lyndhurst, New Jersey or Lindenhurst, New Jersey? What's up, Marty?
Fellas, I'd like to ask you a question regarding Kyrie Irving.
Sure.
I'd like to know, especially Boomer, being an ex-athlete, what the definition of personal reasons is.
I don't know. Marty, we've been talking about it this morning. We have no idea what this is. They don't want it to be specific. I don't know if it has.
Gets me angry, Boomer.
Yes.
The guy missed 7 games in January.
Right.
The guy missed 3 in March.
Yep.
He's now going to miss his 11th game.
Yep.
And I guess he's getting paid to the tune of about $3, $4 million for the 11 games that he's missed.
Yep.
I mean, doesn't the teams forget about the team? If you were his teammate and you had to travel, I mean, they're missing Harden tonight. They're missing Aldridge. They're missing Tyler Johnson. I mean, doesn't he have an? I know he's involved in social issues, and I'm being respectful when I say this. I think the guy seriously needs therapy because he's letting his teammates down, and it's really. And I'm not even a Net fan, but it's really not fair.
Well, it's frustrating, and it's a bad look for the NBA. I don't know what to tell you. Gio and I are frustrated because we don't want to speculate. You know, it could be something serious in his life. He may have somebody in his life that, you know, has got life-threatening illness or something that he's dealing with. And we all know that when we've dealt with it ourselves, how just inconsistent your life becomes when you're dealing with those things. Now, I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if it has something to do with him snapping the other night against the Lakers. I don't know if that's tied to this.
But we haven't heard a word or gotten an explanation at all. And the silence to me says a lot, because if there was a legitimate reason, because there's a lot of people like, why is he gone again? There was a legitimate reason. It would be out there somewhere.
You would think that it would be. But the other thing, too, for the Brooklyn Nets, it's about one thing and one thing only, and that is the playoffs. I mean, they're going to get there. They're in. We all know that. You know, hopefully by that time for them and their fans, they'll have all their players ready to go. And everybody will be locked in mentally, and there will be no reason to take personal reasons or days off or, you know, load management at that point, because they just got to get to the playoffs And then ultimately, if they win a championship, nobody's going to look back on this and give a crap.
Yeah, and I think that this Kyrie Irving, if there isn't something serious going on in his life, this is the most extreme of the player empowerment examples that are out there, where he just basically says to the team, hey, I'm not going to play for a couple of days. I'm going to go do this. It's my father's birthday coming up. It's my birthday. This road trip's
yeah,
not
but
for
we
me.
Yeah, but we don't know that.
But I'm, well, I said, if it's not a serious thing.
Yeah, we don't,
if,
you know.
If it's not a serious thing, then that's what I mean. But you haven't heard a damn thing about it. And with his track record of being involved in lots of things, saying that basketball isn't just his life, it makes you wonder. I'm sorry. I'm not saying definitively I know what's going on, well, but mean, when you don't tell us, it leaves you to speculate.
Now, this is a guy that opted out of the bubble last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that said he wanted to start his own league.
Yeah.
This is a guy that's basically now taken three personal leave of absences during this season alone. So think about, you know, since he's gotten here, how much basketball has he played? Now, when he's played well.
Of course.
And he's played great, and he looks great. But it's frustrating for fans when you realize guys are making $35 million a year and they're not showing up.
Right, right. No, I know. I know. I mean, I you're always careful with these things because you really have no idea. It's just that he hasn't given us a reason not to speculate. And the team hasn't either. And it's second if we heard, hey, by the way, this is what he's dealing with. This person in his life is sick. It's like, all right, hands off.
You know, I think everybody would be totally understanding.
Right.
But if you don't know, and by the way, one of the absences was unexcused initially.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even tell his coach.
Just took off. And, you know, that kind of also sours this whole thing. But again, like if they win a championship and they go on and they play great in the playoffs, nobody's going to care.
Guess who's back? The great one, Jeannie in New Hampshire. What's up, Jeannie?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Jeannie, how are you, dear?
I'm good. I know this is probably being a little selfish, but I wanted to call and let you know that today is my birthday.
All right, Jeannie, awesome. Happy birthday. How old are we today?
79.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is tremendous, Jeannie. And then next year, we got to throw a big party for you for 80.
Happy birthday, jackass.
And I think we got to go up there at New Hampshire with, for your 80th birthday and throw a big party in person.
Wouldn't that be great, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. What are you doing today for you? Can you do anything? I mean, you're going to go out to a restaurant or something or what?
My kids are taking me out tonight.
All right.
To go out. And I bought a new car yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Look at you. Shaking it up, man. A little bit. I like it.
Well, I have a leased car, so it was time for it to, you know, to get it leased again. So
Very good.
All right, well, you're an Aries like me there, Jeannie.
Yeah.
I like it.
What are Aries supposed to be? Like?
We're headstrong. We're leaders. We're loud.
Good people.
Yeah.
Good people. I think it's very thoughtful and stuff like that. I'm not really into it. But I think if you're an Aries, you and I are doing great.
All right. Well, sounds good, Jeannie. Have a happy birthday.
Have a great day today, Jeannie, and call us again soon, all right?
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
See ya. There you go.
Happy birthday, jackass.
See, that's just not nice. Jerry.
Eddie, that's not right. Well, first of all, it's not Jerry. I mean, it's Jerry's voice, but it's Eddie playing it because he hates birthdays.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. You can't even appreciate Jeannie's 79th birthday. Not even in this situation can you appreciate it. I mean, she's 79 years old. She calls us. She watches us every day from New Hampshire. She absolutely loves us. She got a new car. She wanted to share it with us.
Eddie, you think you're going to make it to 79?
If I was a betting man, I'd say no.
Okay.
I'd say no. What's the over-under? What do you think? What are you hoping for? 75?
72.
72? Really?
How 72? Old is Chernoff right now?
Is he 70 yet, Al?
I don't know.
It's really just 72, huh?
I thought it was like 104.
Chernoff?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's 70.
If you pass at 72, you can't say he died young. You can't. That's the cutoff date, 72. You make it to 72, good for you, and there's no, like, it was such a short life, none of that. Anything under 72, you could do that.
What's the life expectancy?
72 is a solid run.
It's a solid number.
It's a solid run.
Can't say he died young.
No.
Can't.
No. I mean, like, then when you get it, like Jeannie was 79, she sounds like she's with it and everything's great.
Yeah.
So she's in the midst of a solid run.
Oh, absolutely.
Like she's really, you know, getting right now to the point where you would say that that's an awesome life.
Although the U.S. male life expectancy right now is 78.5 years. So 72 years under that life expectancy, Al.
Yeah, but 72 is a good run.
Yes.
Good run. Good solid run.
Chernoff is texting us.
He is.
69.
Chernoff is 69. I thought he was older.
Yeah, I lie about my age. I've been saying I'm 69 for the last 10 years.
He's like one of those kids that pitches in the Little League when he's really 16 and he's only supposed to be 12.
Danny Almonte, is that his name?
Exactly.
All right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.